Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday evening, September 19th, 2025, and we have a great mix of science headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Rock breaks, Nova Minerals Limited, NASDAQ-NVA, ASX-NVA, gains momentum with Senator Murkowski visit to Estelle Project. Nova Minerals Limited, listed on NASDAQ as NVA, ASX as NVA, and FRA as QM3, gained momentum as U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski visited the Estelle Gold and Critical Minerals Project. This project is crucial for U.S. mineral security, with potential for antimony production. Nova has surface stibnite stockpiles for antimony trisulfide production, supporting U.S. military supply chains and advancing gold resources. CEO Christopher Gerteisen highlighted the project's strategic importance for national security and economic growth. The Estelle Project, located in Alaska, is a key asset with significant gold and antimony prospects. For more information, visit Nova Minerals Limited's website at www.novaminerals.com.au.
Oncotelic Therapeutics, Inc., leadership and innovation drive late-stage biotech momentum. Oncotelic Therapeutics, Inc., OTLC, is making waves in the biotech sector with CEO Dr. Vuong Trieo leading the charge. Dr. Trieo, known for creating oncology assets like Abraxane-R and Sinvelok-TM, is driving OTLC's late-stage pipeline with OT-101 in Phase 3 trials for pancreatic cancer. The company has seen steady progress over 2 years in clinical and regulatory advancements, focusing on oncology and rare pediatric programs. By combining scientific innovation with strong leadership, companies like OTLC can create value for patients and investors. Stay updated on OTLC's latest news in the company's newsroom.
Alphabet announces $6.8 AI investment package for the UK. Alphabet, the parent company of Google, has announced a $6.8 billion investment in AI projects in the UK. This funding will be spread over the next 2 years and will focus on scientific research and infrastructure. Companies like Thumbs Up Media Corp are already leveraging AI to enhance employee productivity. AI Newswire is a specialized platform focusing on AI advancements, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communication solutions. For more information, visit aanewswire.com. UCLA researchers received $2 million grant to study MRI-guided cancer radiation therapy. UCLA Health has been awarded a $2 million grant by ViewRay Systems to accelerate research on MRI-guided radiation therapy for cancer patients. This funding highlights the ongoing efforts to improve cancer treatment. Companies like Soligenx, NestNGX, are also investing in innovative approaches. BioMedWire is a platform focusing on biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences sectors, providing access to a wide network for efficient communication and tailored corporate solutions.
Lexeria's technology supports higher levels of the GLP-1 drug semaglutide in brain. Lexeria Bioscience Corp. announces successful results from its fluorescently tagged semaglutide rodent biodistribution study. The study showed that Dehydratec FTS composition demonstrated higher brain biodistribution compared to conventional formulations. This enhanced brain distribution may lead to improved safety and efficacy of GLP-1 drugs. Lexeria's technology could potentially enhance the performance of current and future GLP-1 drugs by improving brain neurochemistry involvement. These findings support further research and industry partnerships to develop safer and more effective GLP-1 drugs.
State Roundup. Audit says agency may have housed foster kids with sex offenders. Lawmakers to schedule hearings. Community blasts landfill discharge request. An audit revealed that Maryland's Social Services Administration may have housed foster children with registered sex offenders, among other concerning findings, such as lack of medical care and children living in hotels. Lawmakers plan to hold hearings on these allegations. Additionally, a Baltimore County landfill's request to discharge toxic runoff into the Gunpowder River faced backlash from the community. Senate President Bill Ferguson is hesitant to commit to redrawing congressional maps before the next census. Comptroller Brooke Learman launched her re-election bid, aiming to modernize the office. A new state park will celebrate the family who founded the Afro newspaper. Baltimore County lacks free public pools, unlike the city. Microsoft is opening a quantum research center near the University of Maryland to make the state a hub for quantum science.
Creative Biolabs expands IVD capabilities with integrated protein and nucleic acid detection. Creative Biolabs has expanded its IVD capabilities with integrated protein and nucleic acid detection services. Protein-level detection services offered by Creative Biolabs provide reliable data from limited sample volumes, crucial for disease diagnostics and drug development. The company also focuses on protein biomarker detection for early diagnosis, utilizing advanced technology platforms for quantitative detection of specific targets. Additionally, Creative Biolabs has developed combined nucleic acid and protein detection services, allowing for simultaneous analysis of both signals in a single assay. This innovative approach saves time and sample volume, enhancing early disease detection and clinical assessment. The company's expert emphasized the importance of integrated protein and nucleic acid biomarkers for future IVD advancements.
Creative Biolabs powers new momentum in CAR T therapy research. Creative Biolabs, a biotech company, is at the forefront of advancing CAR therapy research. Their one-stop platform and project approach enable efficient movement in designing new CAR constructs and screening therapeutic candidates. With a focus on designing vectors for CAR gene delivery into T cells, Creative Biolabs offers GMP-like and GMP-grade vectors for early-stage studies and human clinical trials. The company's advanced CAR designs, including dual-targeting CARs and logic-gated constructs, aim to enhance tumor specificity. As the global CAR T market grows, Creative Biolabs serves as a strategic partner for universities, biotech, and pharmaceutical companies seeking to accelerate their immunotherapy programs.
Plus Therapeutics announces successful accreditation and certification for its CNSide Diagnostics Clinical Laboratory. CNSide Diagnostics, a subsidiary of Plus Therapeutics, receives accreditation from CMS for its lab in Houston, Texas. This certification ensures compliance with CLIA regulations, a key step in bringing the CNED cerebrospinal fluid assay platform to patients with CNS cancers. President Russ Bradley highlights the lab's commitment to quality standards and market access strategy. The accreditation allows for state licensure in 48 states, broad insurance coverage, and access to government payer programs. CNSide Diagnostics specializes in identifying tumor cells in the central nervous system, while Plus Therapeutics focuses on developing targeted radiotherapeutics for challenging CNS cancers. For more information, visit the company's website.
Mining news breaks. Resurgence highlights Lahontan Gold Corp's OTCQB LGCXF value in the microcap mining space. Lahontan Gold Corp is well positioned in the microcap mining space with a focused portfolio in Nevada's Walker Lane District. The company controls four projects, including the 2 million ounce Santa Fe mine, offering near-term development potential and exposure to resource growth in a favorable regulatory environment. The Walker Lane corridor has seen increased M&A activity, highlighting the region's strategic importance. With logistical and permitting advantages, Lahontan is advancing its Santa Fe mine project towards production and plans to update the preliminary economic assessment. For more information, visit Lahontan Gold's website at lahontangoldcorp.com. Despite trailing silver and platinum, gold remains the leading monetary asset. Despite silver and platinum prices rising significantly, gold remains the leading monetary asset. Silver futures hit a new decade high, climbing over 45% since the year began. Platinum futures reached $1,400 an ounce, trading near an 11-year high with a 54% increase this year. This may be a good time for exploration firms like Tor Metals Inc. TMET to ramp up capital mobilization efforts. For more information on Tor Metals Inc., visit the company's newsroom. Mining Newswire is a specialized platform focusing on developments in the global mining and resources sectors, offering a wide array of corporate communication solutions. For SMS alerts, text BIGHOLE to 88902-4192, U.S. mobile phones only. Learn more at miningnewswire.com.
New research suggests dietary change could improve glioblastoma treatment outcomes. Researchers at the University of Michigan have published a study suggesting that implementing a dietary adjustment could improve glioblastoma treatment outcomes. The study team recommends low-protein diets and serine-free protein shakes to make the brain cancer more susceptible to chemotherapy and radiation treatments. While further testing is needed before human trials, there is hope for new ways to target this deadly cancer. Companies like CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc., NASDAQ CNSP, are also exploring innovative approaches in this field. Confidence in LaFleur Minerals Inc., CSE, LFLR, OTUB, LRF, builds with completion of private placement funding. LaFleur Minerals Inc., a Canadian gold explorer and diamond producer, recently completed a fully subscribed, non-brokered private placement funding for gross proceeds of $2.88 million. The company aims to restart its fully permitted Beacon Gold Mill and advance exploration efforts at its Swanson Gold Project in the Abitibi Greenstone Belt. With the completion of over seven diamond drill holes on the Swanson Gold Project, LaFleur anticipates near-term revenues from processing mineralized material. The company's confidence is growing as it continues to generate support for its projects, showcasing its commitment to gold exploration and development. GeoVax to present CMRO4S1 clinical progress at the Emerging Growth Conference. GeoVax Labs, Inc. will present at the Emerging Growth Conference to discuss positive interim clinical results for GEO-CM04S1, their lead COVID-19 vaccine candidate. Recent data showed differentiated immune responses in immunocompromised patients with robust T-cell and cross-variant antibody responses. The results highlight CM4S1's potential as a multi-antigen solution for patients not fully covered by first-generation vaccines. CEO David Dodd will present at the conference, emphasizing the promise of their MVA platform in delivering broad, durable immune protection. Participants can register to attend the event and submit questions in advance. GeoVax is a clinical-stage biotechnology company developing vaccines for infectious diseases and therapies for solid tumor cancers. For more information, visit www.geovax.com.
Lahontan Gold Corp. Building value through Nevada's Walker Lane. Lahontan Gold Corp., listed on the TSX.V as LG and on the OTCQB as LGCXF, is focused on building value through its four-property portfolio in Nevada's Walker Lane. The flagship Santa Fe mine project boasts over 2 million ounces of gold equivalent resources, with a history of past production totaling 359,202 ounces of gold and 702,067 ounces of silver. The company's development strategy aims to leverage existing infrastructure in favorable jurisdiction to advance toward target production in 2027. As global markets navigate inflation and instability, Lahontan Gold's strategic positioning in a mining-friendly jurisdiction like Nevada's Walker Lane highlights its potential for investors seeking exposure to the gold sector.
Biomed News Breaks, Oncotelic Therapeutics Inc., OTLC, highlights 2 years of clinical milestones across oncology and rare disease programs. Oncotelic Therapeutics Inc., OTLC, has achieved significant milestones in the past 2 years, showcasing progress in late-stage programs like OT-101 for pancreatic cancer and OXI-4503 for AML-MDS. The company also has assets in Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's disease, and pediatric rare diseases, with a nanomedicine pipeline advancing multiple drug candidates. CEO Dr. Vuong Trieu emphasized the company's strong position in the biotech industry, addressing high unmet needs in multi-billion-dollar markets. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Oncotelic Therapeutics is dedicated to developing innovative oncology and immunotherapy products, with a focus on high unmet need cancers and rare pediatric indications. The company's CEO, Dr. Vuong Trieu, is a prolific inventor with numerous patents. Through joint ventures like GMP Bio, Oncotelic is expanding its pipeline to strengthen its position in oncology and rare disease therapeutics.
Silver X Mining launches bought deal offering to raise up to $10 million. Silver X Mining Corp has launched a bought deal offering to raise up to $10 million Canadian dollars. Under an agreement with Red Cloud Securities Inc., the company will sell 20 million units at 50 cents per unit, totaling the gross proceeds. Each unit includes a common share and a warrant. The underwriters have an option to purchase an additional 4 million units. The funds will be used for capital and exploration in Peru, as well as for general corporate purposes. The offering is set to close on September 29th, subject to regulatory approvals. SilverX is a growing silver producer and developer with a project in central Peru, aiming to deliver value to stakeholders and sustain communities and the environment.
Study finds that common sweetener could compromise cancer treatment effectiveness. Researchers at University of Pittsburgh have found that patients who consume sucralose regularly may have a lower likelihood of benefiting from immunotherapy and longer survival times. Sucralose, commonly found in products like Splenda, is an artificial sweetener. This groundbreaking research connects dietary choices to cancer treatment effectiveness. The results from animal model studies are eye-opening, and the impact on human clinical trials remains to be seen. Companies like Calliti Biotherapeutics Inc., North American, CI, may need to consider these findings as they develop new treatments. Easy Environmental Solutions CEO talks about how African countries are excited about EasyFen, its waste-to-fertilizer system. Easy Environmental Solutions CEO, Mark Gulswick, discussed the excitement from African countries regarding EasyFen, the company's waste-to-fertilizer system. Easy Environmental Solutions aims to address food security, promote sustainable agriculture, and work towards a net carbon-neutral future. Their nanovoid water treatment technology is being used to extract oil and clean contaminated lakes. The EasyFen system, set to ship in November for Kenya, converts local waste into organic microbial fertilizer. Galswick highlighted the enthusiasm from multiple African countries, seeing EasyFen as a solution to starvation and unproductive soil.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.